Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Gina. Dave Lee here on the Morning News. The pastor at New Salem Baptist Church in North Minneapolis joins us now. That's Jerry McAfee. We've talked to Jerry before and sure appreciate his time. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Well, always good to hear your voice. Pastor, I do want to get your recollections, your summation of the memorial yesterday.
Well, I thought it was pretty good on a national scale. I think from a local perspective that we probably need to do something ourselves to deal with the level of grief and trauma that's left here. You know, it was a myriad of different people that was there. Again, most of them was, you know, from out of town, you know, which the family is from out of town. But the pain of it still resides right here. When you see the after effects of the rioting, we were still dealing with COVID and so many other things. So, I thought it was good. I thought Al's message was on point. That spoke volumes about what we're going through as African-Americans in this state, that he portrayed it well. That it's like someone has the knee on our necks. And so we've got to get to a point to where we can remove that so all of us can breathe freely.
But, Pastor, you've brought up a good point on the local aspect and how we have to heal here in the Twin Cities. What are you telling your parishioners? What do you tell people out there? What is the next step in your estimation? What needs to be done?
Well, the first thing I've shared with people is don't do knee-jerk decisions. You know, there's a call to, you know, eradicate the police department. That's juvenile. That's insane right now. And you all know I've fought against police brutality for over 30 years. But I would never at this point in life say we don't need the police. If you go back to some of the footage that many people seem to forget, just the other day, when a young man was laying on that concrete in front of Cadillac Pond, it was a police officer that was giving him CPR. When last Friday, when that young lady was stabbed and I was there and near the Target lot, we had to run and put a barrier between the police and some of the people who was throwing rocks and bottles at the police to the point that we even got tear gas. So make sure before you make those statements that you have things in place to replace it. I'm of the opinion that not all police are bad. I think the system many times is bad. I think, if anything, Bob Cole has not helped with relationships between the police and community. But to our community, do not make a knee-jerk decision. When they talked about the SRO officers in the schools, and they've canceled that contract already, that's crazy right now, because we must not forget at the level of trouble that goes on in our community right now. Number two, we've got to bring all interested parties together and find common ground. Find the common ground and work from there. Here's what we already know that we don't need any more studies on. We know that in the state of Minnesota, African Americans are either number one or number three in all of the worst categories. It is said that stupidity is defined as doing the same thing twice and expecting a different result. And what I've noticed in this state and in this city in particular is that we try the exact same stuff with some of the exact same people, and we don't want to talk or listen to anybody who have a difference of opinion. And so far right now, that's the track that we continue to go on. We keep doing the exact same stuff. And so, yeah, I'm a bit vociferous, but my feet has been on the ground and is planted. And in many of those halls of government, they don't want to hear what I have to say. But from the congregation that I lead, we've been able to turn a lot of different lives around. And again, I'm not saying, you just listen to me, but they need to pull everybody together. And then this schism, this Minnesota nice, if you will, need to be melted in some degree, again, so that all of us can breathe. I think if we start there, I think it's Isaiah who says, come now, brethren, let us reason together. And my suggestion is before we ever do a prognosis, we need to do a proper diagnosis with all of the information that's already out there and formulate the plan from there.
Pastor McAfee, Psalm 27. Why is that passage so important?
Well, if you remember historically, that the Psalms is a collection of songs. And I know for me and probably many others, sometimes there's nothing that steer your heart like a good song. A song that, sometimes you can just think of worse times in your lives. And a different song that you played that was able to help you in the midst of your misery. There is something that God has equipped us with called a vagus nerve. And that vagus nerve, it's one of the longest nerves in the body. And the purpose of it is to allow us to find escape mentally in the midst of bad situations. The situations don't change, but you can change in the midst of the situation. And I thought that this song, Psalms 27 in particular, speak volumes to what all of us are going through right now. Regardless of one's color and culture, when you're going through, I know that's one of the psalms that I run to in the time of need and peril. And I thought that reminder is that, one, the Lord is. To me, the song could just about be stopped right there. I just believe that one should not disconnect from one's belief system and one's God, but to rely upon that relationship. And when he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation in the times of darkness in which we're in, we need to be reminded that we have a covenant relationship with the sovereign God that we are in relationship with, and he can give us light in the midst of this darkness.
Pastor McAfee, I know we're going to head to news here in just a minute, but Sunday's service, this weekend's services, the pandemic and the restrictions, on another note, how was last weekend and what will happen this Sunday for crowds?
Well, we've been pretty much following a protocol from day one. Mask, social distancing, gloves, period. My thought was that the congregation I serve cannot take Sunday off. They can't because some of them would run to what was left open, which is the liquor store. And so it would be totally chaos. And so we've had to stay open to a certain degree. We will allow more people in now, but we'll do what we've always done. We'll pray, we'll praise, and we'll preach that this God that we serve would give us margins of light in our lives so that we can live peacefully as best as possible.
Pastor, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you, Jerry. Good to talk to you this morning.
You too, man. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Pastor Jerry McAfee from New Salem Baptist on WCCO here on the Morning News. Steve has all the news next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.